Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'd like to read with you verses 10 and 11. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, where the Word of God says, "As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." That's 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. And what we see there is a direct message to those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. When it starts out there in verse 10 and says, "As every man hath received the gift," it's talking about every Christian, every born-again person, man, woman, boy, or girl. But what we see in this passage of Scripture are principles that relate to our serving one another and serving God. First of all, we see that it's important that we know our gifts. He says, "As every man hath received the gift." What gift is he talking about there? He's talking about the concept of spiritual gifts. The Bible teaches us that when we trust Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that God gives us spiritual gifts, which are God-given abilities for Christian service. Now, you may not know what your spiritual gift is, but I would encourage you to study the Bible to find out what that gift or what those gifts may be. And you can find the Word of God teaching on gifts in Romans chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapters 12, 13, and 14, Ephesians 4, and right here in 1 Peter chapter 4. God has given you, if you are a Christian, a spiritual gift, a God-given ability to serve Him. So know what your gift is or your gifts are and use them for the Lord. Secondly, as you use those gifts, speak God's truth. It says there in verse 11 of 1 Peter 4, "If any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles of God." When we are about serving the Lord, when we are using the spiritual gifts that God has given to us, let's not just speak our opinion or make up our own ideas. No, let's speak the truth of God. And that is so important these days. It always has been important. But today we find that so many people are living according to their own thoughts and ideas and ways rather than the ways of God. So those of us who are Christian, when we use our spiritual gifts, that is, use the God-given ability that God has given us to serve Him, let's speak the truth of God. And then thirdly, we are told here to serve God with His ability. It says there again in verse 11, it says, "As we serve the Lord, let's do it with the ability which God gives us." In other words, God has given us an ability to serve Him in and through the local church in the ministry of life for His glory. We need to recognize that we can serve the Lord in our own abilities, but we can serve the Lord in the ability that He has given us. And so know your gifts, speak God's truth, serve with God's ability, and watch how God will use you in serving Him and serving others every day of your life as a Christian. Father, I thank You for this teaching from Your Word, and it is my prayer that every one of us who know You through faith in Your dear Son, Jesus Christ, will truly exercise the gifts that You've given us that we might serve You effectively and be a blessing to others. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.